Good morning. I'm Rick Worthington on 670 KBOI. All this week, on A Closer Look, 670 KBOI is looking back at the 2015 legislative session in Idaho. And today we're examining some of the bills that you may not have heard as much about as you heard of others. For instance, Idaho's presidential primary will be held earlier this year thanks to legislation that just passed. SB 1066, passed by the House, the Senate, and signed by the governor, establishes the new March presidential primary, which will be held on the same day as school bond and levy elections. Secretary of State Lawrence Denny says it makes Idaho's presidential primary matter more than it has in other years.
It gives us a more of a say in the process. A lot of times, if you wait until May or later, the candidates really have already been selected.
But there is a price tag. Denny's office estimates it'll cost Idaho taxpayers $2 million. Some county elections officials say the change will create some challenges, and they're interested to see how this change will impact voter turnout. A bill that soared through the Idaho legislature this year was the DUI bill. 670 KBOI's Caitlin Bloom reports it was also signed by Governor Otter.
It took a closer look at Idaho's code when it comes to penalties for someone convicted of a felony DUI. Right now, Idahoans convicted usually have to serve 1 year in prison, then their license is suspended for 1 to 5 years. When the law goes into effect in July, it will give those convicted the right to drive to family health appointments or work after serving at least 1 year on that suspended license. Of course, the court has to approve it first. Caitlin Bloom, 670 KBOI News.
Idahoans who wear contact lenses or eyeglasses will pay a little bit less the next time they go to the store to buy a new pair. 670 KBOI's Jay Howell reports the legislature did away with that sales tax this session.
The sales tax was the standard 6% on glasses and contacts, but the legislature saw their way clear to removing the tax. House Bill 75 did away with the tax. It was the last the state charged on medical devices. The cost to the general fund will be $2.8 million next year. The bill cleared the House on an easy 57-12 vote, but in the Senate, it passed on a narrow 18-17 vote. Governor Otter sat on the bill, allowing it to become law without his signature. Jay Howell, 670 KBOI News.
Join us tomorrow on A Closer Look for the conclusion of our series as we look ahead to the conclusion of the 2015 legislature. That would be the special session. That's our topic tomorrow on 670 KBOI's A Closer Look. I'm Rick Worthington.